a direct correlation between those separate things, and I can tell you from my 30 years of experience at the sharp end of care delivery and emergency response, that our current strategies to deal with them are largely ineffective and merely postpone outcomes, not change them. That ineffectiveness comes with an extremely large cost to the taxpayer, a decreased quality of life for all our citizens, especially those that live in urban areas and are the most affected, and our core services also, which get stressed in the extreme. Now, having said that, the mitigation of these things are done largely at the provincial and municipal level. But there is, however, a key area that the federal government can help, and that's in interdicting the supply and distribution of opioids coming into Canada. And we know that the origin of these drugs is almost exclusively, out of communist China. And it's no coincidence that the Trudeau government's subservient and misplaced relationship with the communist Chinese regime is in no way a small factor in this. So we need to have a federal government that's much more critical and robust in its response to what amounts to a very surreptitious and covert attack on our sovereignty and our citizens, and it's damaging our social fabric. So meaningful and effective interdiction of supply of opioids, and we need to coordinate that effort between the federal, provincial, and municipal law enforcement. And then we have to hold China to account, whether that takes the form of sanctions and re-examining its access to our markets and our resources, that should definitely be on the table as well.